This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
These are my confessions.
All right, so I got to open my phone for my first confession here. Because one of the best things we do in sports, you guys, and I'm sure our listeners can absolutely relate, is text with our various friend groups during a big game, right? Right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely love doing that. I think everybody does it. So I'm looking at my text group with the Bite Me Crew is what I call it.
Okay. Did you name it that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I put names on all my groups.
I know.
I put names on all my groups. I think it's easier to just call up the group, like if you haven't texted them in a while. So anyway, I went with the Bite Me Crew, which is Captain Caleb, Captain Scott, Captain Dean, as the game's going on. And first text is right before our show ended. He goes, from Captain Scott, "I already turned John's shows off. So excited watching the game." Then just talking about, like, "I thought center field was a priority." I mean, just real good baseball talk. Never a doubt. You know, good old-fashioned group text. But let me go to the text group with
The In the Loop Crew?
The In the Loop Crew.
What would you name our group chat?
I'll have to come up with a good one on that.
The Closer.
No. I'll just put it this way. I won't go through the text.
Oh, what? You going to say that there's not strong baseball talk happening in there?
Texting with Figgy and Reggie during a baseball game or any big game.
Don't put it on Figgy because, you know, you
told. Oh, yeah.
Go, I want the smoke. Go ahead. Direct it in my direction.
It's like listening to a philosophy lecture. Or
yeah, that definitely ain't me.
Or a statistics class. Reggie, like, we're like, "Hey, man, you know, whatever," you know, commenting on all the things happening on the field. And Reggie's like, "Well, the expected batting, what is expected hit rate?"
Yeah, expected batting average.
Batting average on that hard hit ball by Christian Walker was 720.
And I just thought it was a good note.
I'm like, "Dude, he hit an out. He lined out. He's out."
Yeah, but not all outs are made the same, though.
And then he did the same thing with Cam Smith. I'm thinking, like, Cam Smith got a hit. Yeah. He swung a little bit late.
Well, no. And he got that from data. He got that from a website. Like where he's... Where
oh, no. The Cam one, that was... We just...
I thought you saw something that you talked about.
I actually need to go and double check that and see the baseball savant.
Dude. I'm like, man, Cam got his first hit, first pitch. He swung a little bit late on that one.
Yeah. The numbers say that he was this, this, and this. I'm like, dude, dude, let's just talk ball.
Well, in a way, I'm kind of being lazy because I was just using that as my like de facto note taking. So like I was just texting it to you guys when I probably should have just written it down in my notes. Man. But I also thought it was an interesting note. Like he hit the mess out of that ball.
I kind of like it.
Most times
man.
I would have been.
I kind of like it for the simple fact that I don't really talk like that whenever I'm talking sports. Yeah. So it's good to have that one person that
he's that one person.
Yeah,
he's that one person. And yes, I while I appreciate it ultimately because we end up talking about it on the show, I'm like, dude, we're just texting. We're just talking about the game.
I'll take it elsewhere. My bad.
No, don't stop. Don't stop
doing
it.
That's what I'm saying. I like it.
That's the other part of this.
You can text me about it.
Oh, now he's going to punish us.
Yeah.
Now
he's gonna this is going elsewhere. You don't want my stats? I'll take them elsewhere.
All those nerdy stats.
Somebody else wants these stats.
Man, he almost got that. Well, actually, you know, the catch rate was 96%. I'm like, catch probability. I'm like, dude.
No, but in an instance like that, it is good to know. Because like, oh, man, he really shouldn't got to that. And then you go, actually, if you look at it, they probably, you know, most outfielders don't actually get to that in the majority of the time, and you're able to give them a little leeway, you know.
And Captain Scott's over there talking crap, and Captain Dean is like, oh, this is great, and he's like, you know, I felt like the don't change, first of all, don't change texting us, but Reggie's that guy. He's the
I like it, man.
He's the nerd. Stats data geek in the
I like
the
it.
Group,
I'm gonna start copying. I'm gonna start copying and pasting on my Twitter. Like,
see, now I'm definitely not PR. Definitely not sending texts now.
I'm gonna sound smart as hell.
Done here.
I'm gonna sound smart as hell.
Reggie is the person I sit next to in class and cheat off his paper.
All right, you're assuming that all of these things were absolutely smart. Like that's why I send the text. In the text, we trying stuff out. We seeing how you feel about it.
Hey, it sounds smart.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. I will also have an opening day confession.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand something about baseball.
Okay.
And that is, why did we not have wall-to-wall baseball yesterday?
Was it because of the tournament?
But the tournament games were in the evening.
Well, like, I thought you meant wall-to-wall like all night.
Well, I mean, we could have started in the day.
Yeah.
Like day baseball feels like, opening day feels like a day baseball day.
Used to be every game was during the afternoon.
It should be a day thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Unless like, it's like a Sunday night, opening Sunday night or something like that.
I think we had like a couple of early day games, and then we had like most of the games in that like 3 o'clock mm-hmm. slot where the Astros were. And I was like, I feel like we could have had some more baseball games in the middle there where, you know, all day long, and maybe they were just...
I agree.
They were looking out for America and hoping, trying to make sure that productivity stayed high because I imagine we would have all just been watching baseball all day.
Yeah.
But that feels like a good time to me.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't disagree. I think that's a good confession right there. That's kind of silly to have. By the way, from the 346, I can just see Figgy texting back, oh, word, on all those numbers and...
I bet there was probably two texts that were basically oh word.
Yeah.
I felt like that person know me pretty well. These are my confessions. So yesterday I tried hot yoga for the first time.
Oh, I meant to ask you.
Like a different man, Figgy. I see it.
Yeah. It was very intense, I ain't gonna lie. But I actually enjoyed it, man. It was actually pretty cool, man.
You survived.
I survived. And I will say, I know for a fact I was the rookie in this class.
Okay.
Because all them people just knew exactly what to do. This wasn't like a beginner's class.
Mm-hmm.
This was like, go in and try to swim.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm over here looking like, I was kind of looking like Will Smith in, what's that episode of Fresh Prince? When he went to go see Ed Viv dance or something
Yes.
And he's just kind of.
And he just kind of looking all over the place. That's how I was trying to copy the lady next to me, next see to how you. She doing. And then they got on all fours, backwards. I'm like, oh, I ain't doing that. I would just act like
I'm
meditating.
Right,
I'm going to sit here like I'm meditating. But it was pretty good, man. Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. The guy, actually the teacher there, he asked what I do for a living. I told him work at radio, 610, all that stuff. He said he used to listen to 610. He used to listen to a show with Nick Wright and John Lopez.
Is that right? Wow. Yeah. I used to listen to that show too.
Yeah.
What made him stop?
Yeah.
He was like, my favorite person left. And
That's exactly what he said. He said, when Nick Wright went to FS1, then I was like, that's when I stopped listening.
Well, I appreciate
that. He said he going to listen. Hey, shout out to Casey.
All right, shout out to Casey.
Yeah. He said he going to start back listening.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, I'm no Nick Wright, I'll tell you that.
These are my confessions.
I had one of those mixed emotion dad moments last night. So the last time, like, the best way I can illustrate it is like the first time your kid beats you in one-on-one basketball. You're kind of mad, but you're also like really proud.
Sure.
Last night, I went to my oldest son Jacob's house for dinner, and he made from scratch like a three-course Chinese food meal.
Mm.
Like fried rice, lobster, you know, I think it was like a Sichuan lobster, pork belly.
Ooh.
I mean, he went, and he just loves to cook. He's got the gene, man. He just loves to cook.
I'm going to have to invite him over to the crib, you know, he's, man.
And that was my moment. I went like, I could never do this. I can, you know, obviously I love to cook. I do a lot of barbecue, a lot of other stuff. I've never been good at Chinese food. And it was like, dude, it was like you top-notch Chinese food restaurant from scratch. And I sat there and I'm like, he beat me. He beat me on this one. I'm mad, but I'm kind of proud. It's like last time, it's like when he beat me in one-on-one basketball. It was excellent. Like just name your favorite Chinese food restaurant. Is that good or better?
That's awesome.
And I was kind of mad, but proud.
But now you just gotta use it to your advantage where you just ask him to make you stuff all the time.
Well, now he can do all the Chinese food. Anytime we go down that road, I'll do everything else. You just do the Chinese.
Let him do some barbecue and all that stuff, man.
He's getting there with
that. That's why he feels okay.
Man, look at,
he feels
look
okay because he ain't coming taking your
he's
your
okay.
Well,
he's not me.
He's more of a griller than a smoker, and you got to take your game to the next level with smoke, and he's working on it. I patted him on the head and said, good job.
When he said,
he's going to pass you up in a minute. Watch.
When he said he's a griller and not a smoker, I was like, oh, okay, so I'm well out of my depth because I thought those were relatively close.
Same.
I was like, oh, my bad. I did not realize I was talking about two different sports. Apologies.
These are my confessions.
I'm going to be completely honest here, as is the, you know, segment. There's been like a trend on social media where there's another like AI filter or whatever that is like the Studio Ghibli filter, if you're familiar with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that that studio of films or what have you, where people are taking images and putting them in and processing them. And I've learned something about myself. I get irrationally angry seeing people use AI all willy-nilly. Like, I understand, man. It takes a lot of resources. And I get it, right? It's a developing mm-hmm. kind of tool.
Yeah.
And so with a developing tool, you know, you want to use it and develop it. But I feel like with the amount of resources, you should probably use it for things that make sense and things that are like useful.
Not yet.
Just like
right now, it's just fun.
I have this photo and I want to put a filter on it.
Yeah.
Well, there are filters that don't utilize like crazy amounts of resources. They're like, nope, doing the AI, just do it.
Yeah.
And it's not just that. Like there's other instances where people will ask like AI a question. I'm like, you could have just Googled that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that didn't need a full artificial intelligence. All you needed was just a basic search. Mm-hmm.
Somebody did that to my tweet one time because I forgot what I tweeted, mm-hmm. but they retweeted me back and said, hey Gronk or whatever the thing.
Gronk.
Yeah.
I like the idea that Gronk is the one answer to this question.
He said, hey Gronk, how many da 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 da?
Yeah.
And then the thing replied and gave him the answer. I'm like, why you ain't just Google that and come back to me?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, so now you clearly showing me that you had to Google this information.
Yeah.
So you could have just came back with the stats.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, what is this?
I like, this is silly, but I like to use AI for creating images that are bizarre.
Okay, so it's you.
Yeah.
You're part of the problem.
Hey, AI, can you make me an image of a dog fishing for a manatee? And it'll come up with some.
Just to get your kicks? You're not even using it for nothing?
Isn't that funny? Look at a dog's catching a manatee. Yeah.
Why don't you ask AI to make a picture of Taylor Swift doing something?
No, I'm not going to do that.
I would advise it. I'll tell you that.
Attaboy.
For sure. All right. Those are your lunchtime confessions presented by the Men's Clinic. Somebody said, why was Chaz McCormick put in right field? It seems like that's something that I find to be very interesting. I'd want to circle back around and actually talk about that. But it seems like Joe Espada, and this is probably why he kept five infield or outfielders rather, mm-hmm. seems like the possibility of defensive replacements is going to be very high, especially.
And it has been.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it looks like it's getting higher, especially when you have a young guy in right field and a guy who is a little bit, you know, up mm-hmm. and down in left field, depending on what it looks like defensively. So,
yeah,
it's going to be something to watch over the course of the season. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, the Rockets have been on quite a surge during a, through a place that they absolutely should, but they've been on a surge. What's been the key to that? Because I've noticed a couple of statistical things that we could point to, and I kind of want to dig into like what the actuality of those stats are. We'll do that next.